fire, what you're saying?
Yes, fire key. Give thanks to life, you know.
We are here again. Ball Head and the Drip Podcast. Give thanks for everyone tuning in from those times to now. Friendly reminder, November 26th, new EP from the one R. Tarchi will be available on all streaming platforms.
Yes, I disrupting the status quo. You know?
Disrupting the status quo. I see you got the Rasta and Resistance in that imagery. Yeah. Also, give thanks for everyone been supporting their Conscious Tea. Stock is low. Looking to restock soon. New things coming. A wild John Henry Clark shirt we have coming soon. Limited edition. So when it's ready, I'll let the people know. Fire, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're talking about the case of paternity fraud, which coming from Jamaica, this has been like one of the biggest issues from ever since I know myself. And it seems like now it's something where we see it more in a social media discussions. We see policies that take place around this and so much different more chaos whatever on this. So it's going to be an interesting topic.
I do want to acknowledge that this is a universal thing that takes place. Jamaica may have a higher rate than other places, but in any country, especially in America, there are a high number of people who are taking care of children who are not from their bloodline, to say the least, right? And in Jamaican culture, jacket is a thing that is almost, how would you say, accepted, praised in certain circles. And it's just a part of the culture that's just normal to a certain extent, no matter how dysfunctional that it is, because you basically have a situation where the man taking care of the children, taking care of the child or the one registered as a legal guardian or the person who thinks it's their child is not the father of the child. Women do it for numerous reasons. Some is just a mix up where there's just too much, what you call it, promiscuity. And you have others where a strategic thing where, you know, they mess around with someone, but for financial reasons, also a false sense of security, which often backfires, by the way. They try to put a guy on to a particular kid, you know? So it says a lot about the culture, fire, the fact that they want to make DNA tests mandatory. It says a lot about the culture itself. It says a lot about the family structure of Jamaican culture, you know? And I want to say this before you start. If they were to ever, I think they mentioned it years ago, but if they ever were to go through in legislation and actually do it, I think domestic abuse will rise. It's already on different numbers, but I think like domestic abuse will rise to a totally different level, you know?
It's funny. That always makes some interesting lead, you know, because talking about the domestic abuse part of it, Jamaica already have a high domestic abuse rate, right? And a lot of these domestic abuses are based on the speculation that the man is caught up in paternity fraud. Remember, we say speculation, you know. So imagine if the speculation of you getting a jacket, seeing, or getting, for others who don't fully understand the jacket thing, getting a child that is not yours. If most of the men speculate this and start abuse them women, what will they do when they actually find out that this is not theirs? Yeah, so how crazy it be? And what I think about Jamaica now, we have to think about our next part of it. There I mentioned the family structure now. I would think about something really interesting, because as a culture, we have so much single mothers. It's the same culture that have paternity fraud, is high in paternity fraud. I think the statistics say approximately 25% of the population is jacket, caught up in paternity fraud. I mean, we laugh now, but it's a serious thing. If the culture so high with this particular area, right? And then there's a single mother thing rise now. You have to think about why them really do it now. And if I think, what I mentioned some of the points as them, it's even ludicrous, because yeah, when you start break it down more deeper and deeper, a lot of these women, majority are intentional, you know. It's like, so if we are thinking about unintentional versus intentional, majority is intentional. And it's intentional for purposes of economics. And it's so strange to me, because when we think about economics, the father them, what them I give the youth towards, still not up on the economic ladder. So you have to think to yourself, like, why them do it? And what is the context of economics towards them and the situation where they're coming from? because it's a deep, me feel like it attached to a psychological problem. And it's a psychological problem where we need to evaluate as a people. If we don't evaluate it, then believe me, say, the nation always in a chaos. And it will lead to a sense where they mention all the time, accountability. If we don't have any form of accountability towards these type of actions, then the system and the nation itself are going to start to get more corrupt and more corrupt and corrupt. So while it sounds like, oh, that's just for them internal problem, she don't know who fair baby father is. See, it sounds like it's just an individual problem. But this, by far, I can tell you, this is not an individual problem. This is a national problem. And it's a problem that will affect the whole country, so to speak, if it is not eradicated, because the culture going to start dwindle and dwindle away. And then they are going to start some more gruesome things happen because what? Balance now going at the household. And most time, when you have a youth, you know, you have the special bond to a youth if you think about it from a parental standpoint, you know. So just imagine you finding out, say, that your so-called child is not your actual child. What type of thoughts are going to start running through your brain? If you are a good person, will you continue to be a good person? These are some of the questions that we have to ask ourselves if we're thinking about it from the man perspective. The crazy thing.
I want to jump back. I want to touch on the psychological aspect, but I want to jump back on the economics, right? And like, as we know, Jamaica is like a caste system in a sense. It's very hard to like get into that other group, especially with the skin tone condition. Even if you have finances, it's still kind of off to the side. So in regards to economics, it really doesn't make sense, because if you're in an environment with low resources, most likely you're going to find a man with low resources. He may have a little more resources than the next man, but it's still low resources. So I think that's one of the issues where you still have the single mother vibe, where even though, you know, it's not, or it's strategically done to try to tie up a person, right? But on the next vibe is just that, like, we need to acknowledge the whoring culture. I think that's the sort, it's not like a complicated thing. Yes, we have psychological things in regards to, like, there's a lot of teenage pregnancy down there, and some are done by mistake, but there's definitely this idea amongst young ladies, especially if they have been received nurture, healthy nurture from a male guidance. There's a tendency to believe that this child will fulfill everything they've been missing and everything they've lacked emotionally, right? So they're kind of open to pregnancy. They actually want a child, not thinking about the economic responsibility, the emotional responsibility, and all other responsibilities. They're just thinking, it's selfish in a sense. They're just thinking about, you know what? My life sucked, or, you know, I didn't get this. And if you talk to them, they're going to tell you this thing. I want a child to love. What kind of comment is that? Like, this child, think, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I want the child to love me. The child's responsibility when they're on earth is not to love you. You know, so then now, when the child don't work out in fantasy like they believe, because they see other children around them, but they, I guess they believe their experience is going to be some fantasy, that's where the abuse and neglect comes in. Because one, it's a built-in neglect, because you generally don't have resources to provide for the child. You don't have a stable environment to provide for the child. You don't have the means to provide a stable income for yourself, and you're not emotionally developed to deal with a child. But on another side, fire, on a basic level, we just have to acknowledge the whoring culture that's there. That's what it comes to. It's just straight up whoring. A lot of the pregnancies, yeah, some are probably strategic, right? Depending if they even have access to someone on a certain income. Like, you know, somebody, because it's real. What I notice is that it's very rare. That's why I think they do it in movies so much, where it's like a person from upper society ends up with one from lower society. I think that's the dream that we want to have. Because I know that's what movies, right? They usually portray dreams like we wish we had, but it's not necessarily reality, you know? And maybe a man from upper class would probably like mess with a prostitute or something, right? But to like really mess with someone from a lower class, I think that's a rare, rare occurrence. And that's why we highlight it when it does occur. Because people, especially if they come from a family structure, they really want to keep that caste system together. You have to bring resources to the table. You have to bring a sense of ability to earn education, prestige, you know, because when you have that clash, it don't work. It really don't, when you think about it. If you have all these resources, you go link up with a girl with no resources, or she have it's going to get tricky down the road, because it's an inequality of what you bring to the table in regards to resources and even family structure too, you know. But yeah, I just want to go back to the horn thing. Fire is just like really we just don't want to vibe. It's just because there's so much horn there. It's just like, I think it's really, people do forget. You know, you gotta figure, you drunk, you high, you partying, everything not clear, fire. So it's like you actually generally forget who's the father of your child.
I know some men, I feel like majority of them genuinely forget too. It's just a thing where it's a short term mindset, right? Because the short term is not even, we mentioned economics. I mean, I come to the culture part soon because the culture part is very, very important. I don't want anybody to manage the culture well, like, and I don't want anybody to overlook that culture part. That is one of the most crucial points to the whole thing. See? But if we think about the short term mindset, it's like, most of these women, when they might give a man jacket, it's based upon ratings. So, like when I say, all right, the man who supposedly impregnate her, him not have the ratings where she desires. So, you have now, she turned towards the man who have more ratings within the moment. So, him probably might be a gangster. So, she knows, all right, she have to make sure Sophia youth can be protected in the street. I am going to be a man who have ratings on this corner based off of probably certain abilities where he might have, or certain recognition where that man might have in the street. So she wants fear youth associated with that recognition. But little do she know that these recognitions are always short term, because it's not like, say, these men who are getting these children for the most part are anybody who, there is not somebody who are going to elevate themselves in a life and progress and separate from the norm. So she now gets stuck in that bubble, not realizing that if she didn't even sit down for think about this for even 5 minutes in a fire, she would have the answer and realize, say, this wouldn't be the solution towards my problem. My problem would have to be for try to go seek somebody who me can be in a relationship, who can actually look out for my needs and look out for my wants and vice versa, me can care for them. Then when we bring up a youth now, we bring up a youth in a stable environment. And then there I mentioned the whoring culture, which is a pivotal part, because when we think about jacket or paternity fraud, we think about basically the mother misguiding the thing. But when they go up on the culture now, that is where it start deviate, not from just the mother, you know. The attention take off of just the mother, and the attention gone towards the father also, because a lot of these fathers are, why am I calling them fathers? They have nothing to do with the paternity of the child. But a lot of the man them who get caught up in this jacket situation, not for them to be blamed too, you know, because here we know, them know say the woman them not stable. Them know say the woman them have 5 to 10 man. Seen? Them know say the woman them caught up in a promiscuity. Them know say the woman them party all night. Them know say the woman they, sometimes them gonna see a woman them with also mark when man just give them, and them still go there because of them indiscipline. And come in when a fire, me know a man in a fire who get jacket and still, you know, go there back with the same woman, you know. You see me, I say? So it's not just, and more than one cases we are talking about, you know. So it's just to show you, say, the mindset of the man them is the indiscipline of the man them, and the orient culture where the man them used to get them caught up in a problem more than once. And it's like them not learning from all of these things. And as succumbs now, the woman them get to trick them, and that's where the women trickery come in, and it merged with them indiscipline of the orient culture. And at this, you get the whole jacket situation, paternity fraud situation, where just lead to chaos, and it starts stumble up on the whole nation fire.
Chaos fire, because family structure not gonna work in that fire. Not gonna work, yeah. Not gonna work in. You know, get the whole brunt of the whole vibe. The child. Child grew up unbalanced, turn into unbalanced adult, and just off the thing, off the whole balance of society as they become an adult, and re-inflict that trauma to their own. Because very few people don't replicate what they exposed to as a child. It take a rare person to really get on the heights and, what do they say, break that cycle. You know, so, yeah, it's just a vibe, and people just need to, for those listening, right, need to make better decisions with the head between your legs, yo, as a male fire. You really do, because if we really analyze men on earth, majority of their problems, right, self-inflicted from that head between your legs, yo. You gotta get that thing under control, fire, and get some rationale to it. And low certain things, fire.
Fucks. Fucks.
Nah, real talk, man. Like, you need to load certain things because some of the headaches people have, if a man listening have to laugh, that's really self-inflicted. Fire should have passed on that one. You know, just stay in your house, yo. If you got a good woman, just easy with it and just keep quiet, you know. It's good to be in your house. It's good to be in your house with your family. I've just learned, fire, it's not easy, right? But all the mix-up, fire, you know, had nothing to do with that, you know. Work, be a thing, work on yourself, work on your craft, work on your talents, and just easy with your family, yo, because one, you could build up your family nicely and groom people to be productive citizens in society. Keep your pressure down, right? But with the kid thing, it get tricky because it's just really a recipe for chaos, instability, frustration, heartache, and pain. You know, so I think we collectively need to do better. Yeah, I know the music promote this and this promote that, but you have to make a decision with yourself to say, make better decisions with the head in between your legs, yeah. For the men. For the ladies, I don't even have no message for them, you know, because I truly don't. I'm dealing with the man thing right now, fire on our side, and just like, we need to make better decisions. We need to have more control over our hormones and sexual desires, fire. And we'll be in a better place.
Me have a message for the woman, them still in the fire. Because Me a born a fire upon the way how the ones them conduct themselves and them thought process within their mind. Because one thing we realize after this topic that I mentioned this, I don't know where I wind up now, but one thing we realize is that for them actions cause a lot of these youths to hate men and hate the role of a father. See, them contribute to the youth them hating. Like you hear a youth and say, oh, my father never do nothing for me, you know. I'm gonna love my father and I'm gonna rate my father. But why you don't rate your father? Because that person you think is your father is not actually your father. And that's one of the main reasons why that person don't stick around to take care of you. And that is all and what your mother created sometimes. So this is the spin-off of the whole thing with them cause. Because you see the actions with them create it's like a trickle-down effect where it affects so much different people. That you're not even, it affect even the grandmother and the grandfather.
I was going to say that too, Fire, because that's the next issue, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially when they learn it's very heart-wrenching. And then one thing I want to add before we cut out too is that the thing is backwards. It seemed like we need to bring a female on here to understand it. It seemed like when the man wants to be with the child, they don't give him access. And when the man don't want nothing to do with the child, he have all the access to the child. I understand why they little trick or game, but it's totally backwards when you think about it. Any dude that trying to really, that's not with the lady anymore and trying to have access to the child fight, it's just like hell trying to get to the child. But any man who don't care and don't business, they can see the child anytime they want. Fight, we need to bring a female on here to discuss what's going on with that, you know, because
live, you know, and direct.
Serious thing. So we give thanks for everyone tuning in here, Ballhead and the Dread. Do remember November 26th, new EP. From the one art Tarchi there available. And it'll be on the YouTube channel when it's ready to see. So we give thanks.